This is reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. Number one is board may review, discuss, take action on unlicensed practitioner case C-2211, Lori Sanchez. Lee.
She's the one that has denied that she is performing any services, that she resides in Arizona, that any of the above, she's denying it all, so.
Even though in her post.
Says it's Havasu City.
She's clearly.
Yes.
Bought a house here, may not have moved yet.
Trying to get her business set up.
Yeah.
Well, the second response was most telling.
Which one?
The response back about her price list and that many licensed veterinarians are providing harmful services with the SEU.
Yeah.
And that she has lists.
I mean, it definitely sounds like she has issue with veterinary services in general.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything we can do at this point outside of just alerting her that she cannot do that in the state of Arizona.
Right.
Because she says she's not doing it, we don't have proof that she is doing it.
Well, that nobody's taken her up on her services yet.
I do think, though, sending her one of, you know, the board's educational letters should just come back before us. And it, you know, it relates to services that she hopefully doesn't provide after the letter has been sent and received. Would be helpful to the state moving forward.
So can we direct staff or do we have to make a motion?
Motion, please.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
A motion on the floor, a second, to send an educational letter to Lori Sanchez and make it very educational. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Re-educate her. Board may review, discuss, take action on unlicensed practitioner case number C-2210, Danny Scott. Have we done anything, sent an inquiry or?
I sent two letters of inquiry notifying them of the open investigation. I did not receive a response at all.
So what do we do if we know they're there and they don't respond?
Well, do we know that they're there?
Well,
there's a store front.
I don't know how old this picture is.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Where is it? I'll drive out there.
The address is right in your deal.
Yeah.
5628 North 27th Avenue.
Yeah, it's in the corporations, articles of incorporation.
Yeah.
We're filed with the Arizona Corporation.
27th Avenue. I work on North 27th Avenue. I'm trying to think of where the
Camelback ish.
I don't know that you're supposed to be out investigating stuff. So.
Probably not, but if I happen to drive by.
This happens to you.
I mean, I don't know what else we can do outside of sending staff out to see if it exists.
Well, if he's not responding to the letters that there's an investigation, should the next step be just send the educational letter just in case it's getting, I mean, it's getting somewhere, it's not getting returned, right?
It's not getting returned.
You certainly can.
Let's do that, because that would be the same.
Yeah.
It would have the same effect as the other one, right? Give us more ammunition later.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we send Danny Scott an education letter regarding his unlicensed practitioner services. Potential.
I second that.
A motion for a second to send an educational letter to Mr. Scott. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Three, board may review, discuss, and take action on request for continuing education course approval for use by licensees and certificate holders toward renewal. This is 3B. Understand your controlled substance program presented by Nicole J. Frost, CVT. And I'm not going to read all those. What have you been doing? How do you have time?
Yeah, I don't know about this one, you guys.
Ms. Frost is confused, yeah. I was a little suspect.
I like reading your bio, and thank you for submitting it within the time frame. But it looked good to me, and obviously the topic is a good one. So I would make a motion that we approve the CE course being offered by Ms. Nicole Frost.
Second.
The motion on the floor is second to approve the course.
Are they going to be online or just in person?
I think it was an option.
I thought they were in person.
Yeah, I think they're in option. Optional, like, yeah.
There's an asterisk. Virtual attendance possible with prior communication.
Do you think she can effectuate over bit?
No, I was just
communicate effectively over video?
Wondering if I needed to sign up or not.
Oh, yes. That's for after our board meeting discussion. All right. All right, the motion on the floor is to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman's over to the board. Can we just show that?
Yes. On that one, and Ms. Frost was recused. That discussion was led by Ms. Krieger. Now Ms. Frost is returning. And number four, board may review, discuss, take action on request regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements. It's in supplement one.
Yes.
Ms. Krieger's leading.
Taking the lead on this, even though these are normally better suited for Nikki, but certainly when I looked over, his transcript, his education, it all looked great to me. It's great, obviously, as we talk about every board meeting, the lack of, CVTs and qualified ones, and it certainly looks to me like this gentleman is qualified. So I think he's already certified. He passed the BTNE, so he's kind of done all those.
He did, may I interject?
Sure.
What the board needs to focus its discussion on today is purely just his education. Does his education, could it be considered the equivalent of an AVMA accredited 2-year vet tech?
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and I thought it did. So I'm going to make a motion that Mr. Martinez's education can be determined to be equivalent as required by ARS 3222-42B based on his BS degree in biology with a concentration in pre-veterinary medicine.
Second.
Motion on the floor, a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action on C-2206, Danielle Hinch. Possible unlicensed practitioner, that's in supplement one as well. And this is another one, right, where we got returned, but we got a new address?
Nothing, no action.
Well, and on this one, the board had voted to send an educational letter. We had some challenges with an address. Through Tracy's effort, she was able to get an alternative address. And just recently, that educational letter has been sent. You also, at the same meeting, referred it to the AG's office for a possible cease and desist action. We have reviewed it and just determined that we just don't have enough specifics to move forward on that. With this sending of the educational letter, though, if we should receive additional information that he is engaged in similar activity with a little bit more specificity with respect to it, then certainly the AG's office would be more than happy to take another look at it. So this is really, I believe, on the agenda for an update, unless, is there a matter still open that needs to be closed?
Okay.
That's a good question. Tracy, do you remember, has this been closed or is it still open?
No. The board had made the recommendation or directed us to send that educational letter. It just never had received her because we got it back. When we got the new information with the new address is when we sent it out. I'm assuming we sent out the new educational letter. So it is really just a matter of updating because she never received the original educational letter that the board had directed us to send.
And do they need to close the case or was it already closed?
It was, I believe it was closed then, at that, resolved, I'd like to say.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Should they just, in an abundance of caution, in case they haven't, just move to, in case they haven't closed the case?
Sure.
Just
To close it twice?
Good idea.
Just in case we go back and review the minutes and we didn't do it.
Check the door, make sure you locked it.
So I make a motion that we close case C-2206 against Danielle Hinch due to insufficient contact information at this time.
Well, you're closing it just as, you're sending the educational letter.
Okay, gotcha.
Closing it.
You sent the letter, sure.
And if we get any response to the education letter, then we reopen.
Absolutely.
Yes, we got a motion. We're closing it. And we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. And our 10 minutes is up, and actually we gave her a couple more than 10 minutes.
Yes, we did.
So we'll go back and restart our formal administrative hearing.